Pets are good for your health. Your pet can be a wonderful companion and bring endless joy and happiness into your life. There are so many things you can do with your pet. Play games, go for walks, explore the garden, learn new things, or just share a quiet moment together. Most people want to own a pet for companionship. Animals offer unconditional loyalty, and money cannot buy that special feeling when your dog wags its tail when you come home, or your cat curls up on your lap, purring contentedly. These everyday joys can be a reminder to slow down in our increasingly busy and complicated lives. Numerous studies have shown that owning a pet can have measurable health benefits. In 1995, Erica Friedman at the University of Maryland Hospital conducted a study involving 395 people, which found that heart attack patients with dogs were 9 times more likely to be alive a year later than people without dogs. In 1999, the State University of New York conducted a study involving 25 stockbrokers taking medication for high blood pressure. The researchers found that adding a dog or cat to the stockbrokers' lives helped stabilize and reduce their stress levels. In 1999, Swedish researchers reported that children exposed to pets during the first year of life had fewer allergies and less asthma. Now there's new research from the University of Missouri, Columbia, suggesting the hormonal changes that occur when humans and dogs interact could help people cope with depression and certain stress-related disorders. Preliminary results from a study show that a few minutes of stroking our pet dog prompts a release of a number of feel-good hormones in humans, including serotonin, prolactin, and oxytocin. Increased levels of the neurotransmitter serotonin make us more mentally alert, improve sleep, and can make us less sensitive to pain. In the larger study, 50 dog owners and 50 non-dog owners over the age of 18 sat in a quiet room for 15 to 39 minutes with their own dog, a friendly but strange dog, and a robotic dog. Each session involved calmly stroking or petting. Researchers checked blood samples of both the humans and dogs at the beginning of each session and monitored their blood pressure every 5 minutes. The dogs' blood pressure dropped as soon as they were petted. The humans' blood pressure dropped by approximately 10% about 15 to 30 minutes after they began petting the animal. The study found that serotonin levels increased when interacting with the human's own dog, but not with the unfamiliar animal, and serotonin actually decreased when interacting with the robotic dog. Recently, separate studies reported that walking a dog contributed to a person's weight loss, and that dog walking can be a catalyst for social interaction with other people, a benefit that can help improve our sense of well-being or even help us meet a future spouse. Pets encourage us to take more exercise. They make us laugh and smile and help bring our families and communities together. Just as we recognise that exercise is important to our health, it's becoming clearer that animals can also improve the quality of our lives.